and they believe he has power to heal, but they don't want to pray that he should heal them.
I guess it comes from a misguided sense that we might be overreaching, asking too much.
Lord, I pray your will be done.
Of course his will be done,
but you can accept the will after he reveals it. Before he reveals his will, you should seek the good thing that he promised. Show faith. If a man, if you ask a fish, is he going to give you a stone? Or bread a stone, fish a serpent? You know, what do you think he's going to give you? And that's the whole point, as I'm saying, is you've got to seek these things and ask for them. You got to believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's really simple, but people aren't being told, you know, they don't know what they're looking for, so they start looking to do other things. They start trying to build churches. They start trying to do ministry things that have very little to do with the gospel's fulfillment in them.
And that's the most important thing. You've got to get the beam out of your own eye before you can see clearly to get the speck out of your brother's eye.
You know, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. People who are on the path of the kingdom and righteousness have a certain zeal. They have a certain diligence. There's a certain thing about them. If you get to know them, you find it. And whatever wrinkles might be in their character or in their beliefs, God's going to sort it out because you know the type of person they are. They have faith in Christ, and they're seeking the things contained in the Word, the things that lead us to the kingdom. It's very simple. And somehow it's just gone. It's not there in many cases. I mean, obviously I'm not... Whatever. You know, here's the thing. I speak from my background and from the world in which I live. If you live in some other world, some wonderful world where everything's going great as far as people are teaching the truth and people are receiving the truth and being built up in Christ and being going forward with zeal for the righteousness and for the kingdom of God, I'd like to visit someday. I don't see a lot of that. But I'm always glad when I do. I'm always enheartened when I do. Fine linen is the righteousness of saints. That is what they will wear. It's going to be just like his righteousness. We don't know, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we will be like him. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Little children, don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The king prepared a marriage. And he called guests, and first the people who were invited didn't come. They made light of it. They all begged off. I gotta go to my merchandise. I've gotta go to my business. I've gotta go to my entertainments. I've gotta go to my whatever it is that keeps you from seeking the living God. I've gotta go. I've got things to do. I don't have time to get ready for a feast, a marriage feast, you know? Sounds great. And then he gets fed up with those people. And he says, you know, I'm going to fill my wedding with guests. Go out in the streets and highways and compel people to come in. And they compel them to come in, bad and good. Even guys like me get in. And then he goes along and he finds a dude who doesn't have a wedding garment on. And what about that? You know what happens to him, don't you? He gets cast out. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Cast him into outer darkness. What about that? Is it something, some work he had to do? Well, a wedding garment. What it is this. You don't take it seriously. You don't put on, you don't come to the wedding dressed for a wedding. And when there's a wedding, if you've ever been to one, and most people I assume have, you know, you think about it. You're like, well, I wear something nice. Do you go wearing, you know, torn up clothes and something inappropriate, you know, sweatpants and a, and maybe a, no, people think, well, I gotta wear the right things. I gotta be dressed appropriately for the wedding. And the thing is, God has provided everything we need to show up on this day properly attired. He has given us, by these great and precious promises, we are able to partake of the divine nature. He has promised us things by His Spirit, by the works of the Spirit in us, by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we could obtain everything necessary so that we could walk in white. It's all there. We just have to put it on. Now, it's not the kind of thing, yeah, you just sort of like, okay, I'll just put it on. Yes, I know. It's a little more something you got to live out. But in the analogy, the idea is, the dude had no excuse. He was speechless. He didn't have anything he could say to explain himself why he was there inappropriately attired. It's a form of disrespect. You say you want to be a Christian. You say you want to be saved. But you don't want to dress appropriately for His kingdom. You don't say to yourself, oh, I can't go like this. My clothes are stained and torn. My clothes are filthy. They stink. I can't go to a wedding in this. I've got to get different clothes. No, you don't say that. You're disrespectful. You say, I'll just come as I am. Just as I am without a plea. Look it. We come to God just as we are. But we can't enter the marriage feast as we were. We can't enter the kingdom as we were. No. Now, God, in His grace and mercy, you look at the thief on the cross. Right there at that moment, He pardoned that man's sins. And he didn't have to live a life further on and work out his salvation that way. And God can grant grace like that. And just like He granted grace to Peter when Peter denied Him three times, even though Christ had said, whoever denies me before men, I will deny before my Father and before His angels. But don't count on it, because He said that. He said, I will deny them who deny me, because He intends to do it. He intends to do it. He will do it to some. Not to Peter, but to some He will. Don't ever doubt it. And the same thing goes for the rest of it. Yeah, He forgave the thief on the cross, but He's not going to necessarily forgive every dude who comes along at the last second and says, you know what, I just wanted to get squared up with God. I don't think that's the way that guy's heart was working. But I will let God judge those things. I prefer rather to make my calling election sure according to as Peter taught.